Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're live because we are blessed to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Ches, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio. This is Blog Talk Radio's. What we would like to suggest to you is our, the inner dimension of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 643, a new series called Life Sensing Technology Part 1. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. We are now broadcasting live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Our program content will be focusing on discussion with successful VP of sales for a large health and fitness chain, Jeff Giamalva. Jeff has achieved meteoric success already within the World Global Network, along with his wife, Lisa. We anticipate Jeff will discuss why he and his wife of valor chose to involve themselves in the World Global Network after meeting World Global Network CEO Fabio Galdi and his executive team. As well, we'll be in discussion with William G. Davey, who likes to be called Bill Davey, Master of Science in Exercise Physiology, certified personal trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, certified level 1 cross trainer, and certified advanced cardio life support ACLS, first aid, and CPR. So we're just going to turn down the music, the wonderful a cappella music of Barry Weber, out in Muncie, New York, and let's get on with the show. Gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for coming on today's program.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jeff, I know that you are expected to join another call in the next 15 minutes, so we'll start with you, and then we'll continue the program with William. Jeff, I just want to mention something very quickly, that life sense technology played a very important part in my father, may he rest in peace, life. 2 years before he passed on, he was put on a temporary pacemaker device in which once a month he would call into the hospital where he had the pacemaker installed, and therefore the cardiologist would look at that, the readings of his heart, and eventually he would get a long-term pacemaker, and then fortunately he passed on. But, Jeff, you and your wife, Lisa, were involved in the health and fitness chain. Why the switch to World Global Network?
Well, there's really a couple of reasons behind that. But first of all, thank you for having me on your show. And just to parlay off what you just said, you know, my dad had triple bypass surgery, and he's prone to high blood pressure. So since I gave him this new life-sensing technology, I could actually monitor my dad's blood pressure from my Hilo. And that is something that really gives you peace of mind. And that's one reason. But let me answer your question. I spent 14 years with Bally Health Clubs, and as the vice president of sales and marketing. And my industry was going through changes, and those changes were affecting my pay in a negative way. And so my wife, who was a stay-at-home mom, was looking to do something from home, and this new category creator product came across her. Through a email, or I should through a text message. It was a 2-minute video, and she was so intrigued by the information. She knew it was going to be a category creator type product, and we both got involved. My wife and I do things together as a husband and wife team, and the success that we have seen in a very short period of time is something that we've never seen before in the industry, and we have 24 years of experience. So that's the reason why. Category creator product.
Beautiful. And I really, again, I want to emphasize, blessed souls, those of you listening around the world, gentlemen, we've been We've upgraded to about 35 countries listening either live or they'll hear the archive version. I love the idea that you're promoting the idea that not only are you involved in this new revolutionary company, World Global Network, but that it was your wife's insight that catapulted you both into like a new level of self-discovery, not only with your opportunities on the business world, but also as a husband and wife team.
Yeah, well, I will tell you the power in our family is my wife, that's for sure. I didn't go to college. I had barely made it through high school, and my wife is very open-minded. And I'm a closed-minded type guy. I'm just being, upfront with everybody. My wife received the information. She saw it, and she acts. And that decision changed our life. And that's I give her all the credit, that's for sure.
Okay. Jeff, let me ask you, there was an informational piece that was posted connected to the World Global Network website, how you and Lisa had gained a meteoric rise within the company. But preceding that you and her wanted to make sure that this was for real, and you met actually with the Global World Network CEO, Fabio Galdi, and his executive team. Can you please, in a brief sense, to tell our listening audience, who is Fabio Galdi, and what impressed you most coming out of that meeting that made both of you decide this is what we want to invest our energies in?
Absolutely. So, before my wife and I do anything, because we do things full time, we want to meet the ownership. We want to meet the leadership of the company. So we flew to Miami, Florida, where the corporate headquarters was. And what impressed me about Mr. Fabio Galdi was his vision. And, he founded the second largest ISP in Italy and fifth largest in Europe. One of the first people instrumental in bringing a touchscreen into the marketplace. But that aside, the technology behind this product and his vision was really that he wanted to create a category creator product. And he brought Hilo into the marketplace. And I will tell you, we are getting unbelievable traction. And that's what really impressed me was his vision of being a pioneer into the industry of wearable technology.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand, the Hilo LX way exceeds in terms of life sensing technology options in relation to other products that are out there in the world. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at people, always say, "Well, what's your competition?" Well, we really don't have any. But we all know there's a Fitbit out there. There's an Apple Watch. There's Samsung. But when you go and you look at our features versus theirs, for example, being able to perform an EKG, your blood pressure, how about this, blood glucose levels, blood alcohol levels that are coming very soon, a mosquito shield, this is revolutionary.
That's wonderful. Now, I just want to mention as well, Jeff, that I'm in the field of social services, and when, God willing, with God's blessings, that the option of measuring blood sugar comes out, I think it's already exploding, the Hilo LX product, that it will explode because so many people have an aversion to pricking themselves with needles. So many people don't like the idea that there's going to be blood taken out of the body. So many people are concerned about universal precautions that, again, I say with God's blessings, it has to be with God's blessings, that this will preclude the use of people having to involve in an invasive type of measurement of their blood sugar. Your take on that?
Yes. Yes, I mean, just what you said, this is non-invasive technology. And just to share with all your listeners how big this is, if we capture 1% of this market, and we're talking about diabetics, type 2 diabetics, how about people that don't even know they're diabetic? But if we capture 1% of this market just with that feature, we're a $2 billion company.
Amen. And I like the idea, too. I'm in the field of social services. One of the things we try to encourage our clients is to break out of pre-contemplation, meaning they don't know anything aside from the world that they live in. And I think this Hilo LX technology brought out by World Global Network is going to bring a lot of human beings out of pre-contemplation stage of being placid observers of their own health, self-health monitoring. And they'll become an active participant in increasing their wellness. Your take on that?
There's no doubt about, and I will tell you, I am not a technology guy, but what World Global Network has done is made it very, very simple for us to be in tune with what's going on in our body. And I'm a perfect proponent of, you know, exercise, eating right. And you know what? When you're in tune with what's going on in your body, it makes you go out there and exercise. It makes you watch what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ties to each other. And this is what it's doing for that average person out there that's going, you know, what do I need to do? It just brings your awareness to a whole new level.
And let me ask you this, in terms of just basic honoring one's mother and father, how does your father feel knowing that his son is actively monitoring one of his, the factors involved of, you know, which has to be monitored, namely his heart health?
Yep. Well, I will tell you what's so great about the Hilo is that when I gave my dad this, you could actually go into settings and you put in there, if my dad's blood pressure goes above this amount, please contact, and you could list the people you want contacted. So in our case, it's me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? It's just peace of mind for my dad. You know, he had to have a nurse come in and do a blood pressure test on him twice a week. Now, every 2 hours, I could get a reading of what my dad's blood pressure is. So how many things could be prevented? Everybody listening around the world, how many things could be prevented if you knew something was going on prior to something catastrophic happening? That's the Hilo.
I guess what I was not able to bring out in my previous comment was that I'm sure your father feels even better emotionally, the fact that he has a son and a daughter who are actively engaged in his overall wellness.
Yeah, it's peace of mind. That's what it is for my dad. It's peace of mind that, you know, he could go through his daily activities and know that his son and daughter are both watching everything that's going on with him. Of course, peace of mind is the biggest thing.
But, Jeff, before you sign off and join your
mm-hmm.
next interview, could you tell our listeners where they can – I believe you are involved in speaking publicly and making gatherings, if not in Florida, another place in the country. Where can they connect with you?
Well, I just want to make sure, Bill, should I promote tonight's call?
Sure.
So I just want to make sure. Well, I am doing a live, we call it a webinar. It's a Zoom meeting done through the internet tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I will walk people through the A to Z of this business, all the features of the Hilo. That's 6 p.m. Pacific time. And here's the address. JLWorldGlobal.com. JLWorldGlobal.com. Put that in your browser, click enter. You go right into our room, and you'll be able to watch the entire presentation at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you, Jeff.
For the listeners, just let them know that we do that phone call every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yep.
So 4 nights a week, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that same link that Jeff just listed, you can get on and find out how to become part of World Global Network. And Jeff takes you from, you know, the very beginning, where the company's been, where the company's going, and how you can get involved. And we also have live meetings. We're doing one in Fort Myers, Florida, this coming Saturday, May 6th. We're doing one in Naples, Florida, on May 4th. And I know Jeff and Lisa are going to New Orleans. Forget that date, but we do have live events. But most of this information, it, we try and do all through the internet. So it really is a true stay-at-home business. And if you're listening anywhere in the world, you can be part of our company.
Thank you, Bill. Jeff, I'd like to thank you for coming on, for using one of your most valuable resources, your precious time. And also I'd like to thank Lisa for allowing you to come on, because you are a team, so I'm sure you went with her knowledge of your appearing on today's program.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing everybody on tonight's call.
Okay, thank you, Jeff, for calling in today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Bill, I think that was a very potent, terse presentation by Jeff. And now we can kind of like slow down the pace. I apologize in my alacrity to try to bring out everything. I kind of tripped over a couple words, but I think now that we'll slow down the pace, we can bring out more information. Bill Davey, Masters of Science in Exercise Physiology, Certified Personal Trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, Certified Level 1 Cross Trainer, Certified Advanced Cardiac Life Support, ACLS, First Aid and CPR Certified, former Mr. America 1997, and winner of more than one competitions where he did not, I want to emphasize that, he did not engage in taking PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, which means, bless his souls, we are privy to have on a human being who is involved in empowering himself in a natural fashion and helping other people stay alive and maintain their wellness or their well-being. So I guess it's a no-brainer, Bill, why you got involved in the World Global Network featuring their flagship product, the Hilo LX.
Yes, I have always been into prevention. My master's degree is exercise physiology, and I specialized in cardiac rehab. So part of my internship was I had to go experience open-heart surgery, because that's what my specialty was rehabilitating people after they had heart problems. Well, after I had, I actually had to observe four of them, and after I saw them having to basically go in with a saw, a circular saw, and cut the breastbone, you know, from right below your neck all the way down, and then take these, basically a crank, and open up your rib cage to get in and, you know, be able to work on the heart.
Wow.
I knew that I never wanted to have that done to me. So
common sense.
I always try and do anything that I can do. As Jeff was saying, you know, nutrition-wise, working out-wise, I'm doing everything I can to prevent that from ever happening to me. And when I heard about the Hilo and World Global Network, just through a two-minute video, and I saw what the company is doing right now and what they have plans to do, I knew that this device needed to be shared with my contact base, because it fell right into what I do, because I really think this can help people prevent serious things from happening, but moreover, just keep people in tune with what is going on inside their body.
True. And I think that that's a very important point, William. You know, as I mentioned, I'm in social services. I work as a case manager working with people with severe mental illness, and I was once told by an internist, Dr. Ivan Brower of blessed memory, they said, Don, the most important thing you can do for your clients is help them live a healthy lifestyle. And I think the Hilo LX is part and parcel of an overall healthy lifestyle to upgrade one's wellness and well-being, because one is becoming more aware of oneself, not in a narcissistic way, but in a way that they feel empowered if they can improve their health. What other areas of their life they can improve? Now, I know that, you know, you're helping other people. I'm sure just didn't make them feel good that they lost some weight or gained greater cardiac strength, but actually they moved on to other avenues of life because they were empowered through their increase in well-being.
You're absolutely correct. I've seen it working in cardiac rehab. People go one of two ways. They either say, they had their event, and they're going to continue to live the way they lived, because they just think that's what God had intended for them, is they're going to be unhealthy and they're going to, you know, die of a heart attack anyway. So they don't do anything. They don't do any changes. However, others, they use that as a wake-up call. They use it as a second chance, knowing that, hey, this stuff can be prevented. It is all due to my lifestyle, my choices that I make. Mm-hmm. And if you can get with those people, look at it that way. It's all a mindset. You know, some people have a mindset that, you know, the worst is going to happen, and that's what was meant to be for them. Some of them use their cardiac event that changed their mindset, knowing that this can all be prevented, knowing that they can get better, that they can live a very healthy lifestyle. They have a second chance. And I've seen people, you know, from that point forward lose 50, 60, 80 pounds. You know, they're in the gym, you know, almost daily now. They're living a full lifestyle. But it was their mindset. It was their choice. And that's what I love about my business is if I can work with those people. And now, you know, with this World Global Network company, I'm giving them a financial opportunity as well to share this product because this is so new. You know, we just launched in really September, and not a whole lot of people around the world have heard about our product yet. So mm-hmm. I'm giving people a financial opportunity that they can get in on the ground floor of a category created, you know, a brand new category in the direct sales industry. And we're going to have millions of people, you know, wearing these helos around the world by this time next year. And people who see what we see and, you know, they jump on board with us and they become consumer. There's no joining fee. You just become a consumer. You buy the product and you share it with people. And you share a two-minute video with people. We're not going to, you know, people's homes. We're not carrying inventory. We're not doing all these other things that I saw as negative in the direct sales industry. But this has been fun. I'm helping people lead a healthier lifestyle, and I'm helping them with a financial opportunity. And it's a very, very large financial opportunity if you're willing to share that two-minute video with as many people as you can.
Thank you. And, in fact, blessed souls for you who have connected to our radio program today. At the bottom of the promo, I have a link where you can go see that two-minute video. And as well, at the end of the program, I want to mention how I have my own website store with World Global Network. And as I am now, I have merited to become a distributor, and I'm looking to build up my team. So I'm hoping you'll become part of my team, and you become part of my team, you become part of Bill's team, become part of Jeff's team, and the whole network of individuals who have gone beyond pre-contemplation in terms of their own sense of wellness and well-being. And also they want to, with a lot of hard work, let's not kid ourselves, you have to roll up your sleeves and make your connections with people and introduce them to the product by watching the two-minute video. You can also, with God's blessings, experience a tremendous growth in personal income, which I want to mention that this, Bill, I don't know, I didn't share this before in the first program we did with physician assistant Marlena Christofferson from LA, and I want to thank her because she is my sponsor in the World Global Network, that the highest form of charity, according to biblical rabbinical teachings, is to help a person gain a livelihood. And this business, I believe, is geared to fulfill that mandate for those of you who follow the Judeo-Christian ethical teachings. I just want to just throw that into the mix, that this is a business to help you with your own health. You're supposed to guard your soul, and you have to take care of your own health, which this wellness device can assist you with, and as well can help you earn an ample, with a lot of hard work and God's blessings, to earn a generous income and also empower others to enjoy those same two benefits. Any take on that, Bill?
No, this is I've never been in the direct sales industry before, and I know from doing my due diligence that the most that where most people have earned the most financial wealth has either been through real estate or the direct sales industry. I was just not open to participating in the direct sales industry because you know there were about, you know, when I did my research, there was like 5,000 companies in direct sales, and they competed all in three categories of product. They competed in either the nutritional space, they competed in the skincare space, and they competed in the services, like travel services, financial services, and so forth. There was so much competition, and it was so congested that I didn't want to, you know, they all have good products, but I didn't want to have to prove that my vitamins were better than your vitamins or my weight loss product was better than yours. I just saw it as very, very congested. But when I came to World Global Network and I saw that we have no competition in the direct sales industry, nobody else has wearable technology in the direct sales industry. So I'm a businessman. I want to get to where people are going, but I want to get there first. And we are there. So it is. It's been incredible, the relationships I'm building. Don, I didn't know you. I didn't know you till what, 2 weeks ago? You know,
that's right, through Marlena.
I introduced a girl that I know in Arizona by the name of Tina. Tina happened to know Marlena. I've never met Marlena. Marlena's a physician assistant in L.A., and Marlena saw the big picture and came on board, and then she shared it with Don, and then Don and I are here talking on a radio program that is hitting over, what'd you say, 35 countries?
35 countries, right, live right now.
Yeah, 35 countries. So mm-hmm. I just find this industry, you know, fascinating, and I'm so fortunate that Jeff and Lisa shared this opportunity with me. You know, back in December. Actually, they shared it with me back in October, and I just was not open at the time. I didn't take a look. And then when they followed up with me in December, and they told me that, you know, what they were doing and how well it was going and how much money they were making, it made me open my eyes and take a look. And I kicked myself for starting in October when they started. But I am here now, and it's going very, very well. And like I said, Jeff and Lisa are actually flying to Fort Myers, Florida this Wednesday. And we're doing some events because I have a big team growing down in Naples, Florida. And I have a big mm-hmm. team growing here in Fort Myers, Florida. So we're getting together on Thursday night in Naples, and we're getting together on Saturday in Fort Myers.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to building my team, Bill. In fact, today I'm going to be meeting, God willing, my mother and my brother, who actually is a former, he was number two in the state of New Jersey in 1985 at the 118 wrestling. And I'm going to be showing him the video today. And from this coming week, I'm going to be showing the different rabbis in my community, people I know involved in emergency EMTs, as we say. And, you know, that's the route I'm going. I'm reaching out to the faith-based communities. And I believe, with God's blessing, we're going to be achieving some big things, and with God's blessing, sooner than later. I feel very, very humbled. And I want to tell you something else, Bill, that you might find very interesting as well. About 140 years ago, there was one of the, what we call the Chabad rabbis, who talked about home-based businesses. Now, who thought about a home-based business in 1870 when most of working society was agriculturally, and, you know, there was all of a sudden the numbers were seeping up in the industrial age, you know, people moving to the big city. So I see that between what I learned many years ago and what Marlena Christofferson told me as a physician's assistant, that really caught my mind's eye, that a medical professional told me, Don, check out this technology, this life-sensing technology to ensure people's well-being. And as I heard several years ago from Dr. Ivan Bauer, that, Don, your chief concern should be is for the medical wellness of your clients who have severe mental illness, because we know, and now we should know, that there is a whole movement in the mental health movement to increase people's health well-being, because that will diminish the symptoms and features of severe and moderate mental illness. I think that's a very important point. And, of course, the two-minute video is an essential thing, but I'm just trying to give you an idea of where I'm coming from and my approaches and the type of people I hope to be interacting in the coming weeks, starting today with my brother.
Well, Don, that's great. And just to throw this idea out there, there is no reason why a nonprofit cannot participate in this. I am actually working with several nonprofits that see this as a tool to share with their supporters, but also fund their nonprofits. I have some very large hospital systems who are looking at this to help fund their nonprofits. They have 10,000 employees. They promote the Fitbit right now to their employees as a wellness tool. I have shown them a way, if they are open-minded, to set up the foundation one of their 501Cs that they support and are always looking to raise money for on a yearly basis. Well, I showed them a way how they can go ahead and you know, have the 501C be the distributor, and then the hospital could promote the Hilo as a fitness tracker, wellness tracker to all their employees. And if their employees decide to purchase one, they go to the website that is the 501C has, and all the revenue will be going 501C on an ongoing yearly basis. So that's just a, you know, you have to have the right people who have the right mindset, who think out of the box. But that is an opportunity. You know, we're talking to some church pastors who are open. You know, we're talking to some school systems who are, you know, open, you know, minded. You know, everybody nowadays, you know, they need to take care of themselves, and they're yeah. constantly looking for ways to fund things. And this is a great tool to go ahead and you know, do that. If, like I said, people have to be open-minded, they have to think out of the box. But man, this is a great opportunity.
Well, Jeff, Bill, I am in fact planning as well, going to my direct supervisor, and then with his approval, go up to chain of command to approach, because the organization I work for in Brooklyn is a non-for-profit agency, and obviously they're also looking for streams of income, and also this will be part of the way they can promote wellness within the greater community here in the Brooklyn area. Bill, I have a caller who is a longtime co-host of with my program. You know, we've gone over, this is our now 643rd show. Would you mind if I brought him in, if he could ask you a question or two?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to bring him in. Hold on, please. Let me just see if I can bring him in. Dennis.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Do you mind if I bring you in? You maybe ask a question of Bill. I first want to, Bill, and blessed souls out there, this is Dennis Ryan, our Rambam teacher and student and advocate of the dispersion of teachings of Rambam, the Nesher Gadol, the great eagle, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimonides, who actually was not only a rabbi, but a doctor for the Sultan of Egypt over 800 years ago. Dennis, do you have any questions you'd like to ask of Bill Davey?
Yeah. In the year 2000, I had a major heart attack. And so I'm familiar with a lot of the terms and the things that you're talking about here. But the thing that impresses me the most is not the value of putting your mind at ease because you're in contact here, but the thing that impresses me, or it seems to impress, is the amount of time that you can find out there's something wrong so that you can bring it to somebody else's attention who's going to take action. Because normally a lot of these things, you have to go into a hospital, go for a series of tests, and it may take sometimes several days or even a week to get the full picture. But here what you're saying is that you actually have the information that the professionals can use, and they pick it up from the point that you receive the information on your Hilo device. Is that true?
So, yes, I want to be totally clear that we are not an FDA-approved medical device. We are in the category of personal wellness, personal, you know, awareness, but what you are stating is correct. So my Hilo monitors my blood pressure throughout the day. I have it set to do it every 2 hours. It also does an EKG on me throughout the day. Now, if I get abnormal readings, I will get a notification, and it will make me aware, and I might think to myself, well, am I lightheaded? Am I not feeling well? And I could go ahead and take my own blood pressure again. I could do an EKG on myself again, and I'll just tell you what has happened already is that we have had customers who have been in this scenario already and have acted on their abnormal reading, went to the emergency room, and were told that they were about to have a heart attack.
Well, that's what I'm addressing, Bill, because what happens is most people don't know if their blood pressure is high or low. You can walk around the planet on any street in any big city, and you may not know what your blood pressure is. So you
correct.
You don't feel like there's a problem, but that's because we only know the external part of our body. The same thing is other things that can be monitored, like if all of a sudden your glucose goes a little crazy and it can't stabilize, you wouldn't know that from walking around. But yet when we go to hospitals, most of the medical professionals now pick it up from a historical viewpoint. So they got to look at what your record is. Do you show or have any signs or anything like that? But you're saying, let's not wait around for that, because if we have that information, therefore you can come to an action point.
Yes, and it tracks. Like, I can go into my Hilo, into my app right now, and I can look at my blood pressure, how it has been over the last 30 days. How is
All
it
right,
then
the only problem days? Left is that I see, and I don't know if it's a problem, you tell me, the support function isn't one human helping out another. It's the support function of where you get the professional medical action. So it's almost like you're leapfrogging over some of these initial steps that are normally taken so that you have enough information so that the professional people can take action.
Correct, correct. And I will tell you that, like I said, we are not an FDA-approved medical device. Most of your doctors will go ahead and still have to do all their testing that they want. But now we are getting to the doctor if we act on what we see, you know, much quicker and before maybe a tragedy happens.
Well, you're an avalanche that can't be stopped because you're coming through with human information, and it's not a question of what you think it is. It's the facts that are being recorded by a Hilo device. So therefore, the only other concern I have, and I hadn't heard the word mentioned, and that is security. With this device, you're now bringing personal medical information to a device. So how is security going to work here? Because it's not like turning on your television or your Hilo, because your Hilo is you, while the television is something else.
Well, I'm not the technical guy. I understand what my Hilo does, but basically what it does is we call it a smart band. It's a smart band that we wear on our wrist. That is where the information is being gathered. The information is then being sent to your smartphone through an app. We have an app called the Hika app, and we haven't even talked about this yet, but we have our own app store, www.hiloappstore.com. That is our app store. We're not going to Apple's app store and downloading the app. We have app developers around the world who know what the Hilo does, what information it can gather, and they now are submitting apps to our app store to make our Hilo more powerful. We have apps that are coming that have been submitted that might detect when your immune system is low. Therefore, you can go ahead and increase your vitamin C or increase your green tea or whatever you want to do to maybe boost your immune system. We have an app that's been submitted that would tell women when they are ovulating. We have an app that's been submitted for gamification, and it's kind of like the old truth or dare, but it's just basically a lie detector game. So you can ask people, you know, questions that, you know, around the table having whatever. And, these are just, there's going to be thousands of apps being
All right.
submitted.
Well, all I want to say is that what you're doing is a breakthrough, as I see it, because you're talking about measurements of the internal body. This is something
Correct.
That people don't see every day. And if they don't go to a doctor or maybe go to a doctor once a year, they may be missing the whole point of checking on their internals to making sure they're at least manageable or livable. The other thing I wanted to mention is Fitbit has a little wrist device that It's caught on quite well with a lot of people, especially doing exercises and different gyms and other places like that. But you're going to overwhelm what Fitbit is doing because you're expanding on all the internal parts and functions.
Can I just interject, gentlemen? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Don.
I just want to interject. I think what's important, Dennis, which I know the Rambam would certainly approve of, is that people will now, through the Hilo LX smart technology, smart band, is they're going to become their own first responders. And that saves the most time in critical situations, or they become first responders in reacting proactively to make those shifts in lifestyle changes to empower their wellness and well-being. And, of course, they can make a shift in there, with that hard work and God's blessings, to make exponential growth in their income.
Yes, but you must remember, you don't want to say this is self-medicating process.
Correct.
No,
we're developing
through the World Global Network system. We are encouraging individuals to become first responders. We're not telling people to become their own medical doctors. God forbid, they should go to their medical teams as they.
You must remember the expression of first responders is based on qualified people who are put in that category today. You're not. I hope you're not using it on a technical basis,
because legally,
it's way out of whack. What you're asking is alert people that maybe there's something wrong.
Okay. So let's recapitulate. We want to educate people to become the first ones to be aware of a situation so then they can reach out to the first responders. So I want to thank you, Dennis, for correcting me. Bill, I'd like you to, if you can make a concluding statement. We're about to wrap up today's show. I'd like to again thank Jeff Giamalva for coming on, of course, Bill Davey for coming in, and, of course, our co-host for the past 6-plus years, Dennis Ryan. So any last remarks, Bill, before we segue into our show-ending music?
Yes, I want to thank you for your caller calling in, and I do just want to clarify that we did state at the beginning of the show we are not a medically approved FDA device. We do not want anybody to not seek medical attention or use their physicians. We just want people to become more aware of what is going on within their body, and there is a financial opportunity. There is no income claims being made. If you work hard, there is an opportunity, but you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. But the greatest thing is we all just become customers. We have the opportunity to share this with our loved ones. And if you see a opportunity to share it with more and more people, we could take this to a very unique home-based business opportunity.
Amen. Bill, I'd like to thank you coming on the program, and I hope that you will join me for a future program. Dennis, of course, you as well, and hopefully we can get Jeff, and hopefully we can get Lisa on and Marlena, have a widen the conversation, bringing people from different backgrounds. And again, I thank you for using one of your most valuable resources, your blessed time, to come on today's program.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to continuing to do these.
Amen. Dennis, thank you for coming on today's program.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure, Don.
Okay. So, blessed souls out there, we're going to conclude with the Maccabees, those fresh, young Yeshiva University students who are going to be singing Matisyahu's one day, the thing that will be the thing to say is Ahavachad, one love, Gorlacha, one destiny, come on for all of us, Badachin, Darki Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. Remember, we've got to do good because Atevatov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good. The Creator is the source of our goodness. Everyone has that accessibility to that goodness. So go out and do some good. And I want to remind everyone as well, I humbly want to remind everyone, I do have a website store as a distributor. I'm a proud distributor of the Hilo LX Smart Band. You can go to my.word. Please correct me, Bill.
So do your it's your username. It's www dot, and then what's your username?
DZG.
Okay, so it's DZG.worldgn.com. That's your website.
Thank you, Bill. I'm still in my rookie season, Bill, but I hope to start to, you know, rookies pick up after they strike out a couple times. Thank you for that correction. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. One Day by the Maccabees. Take care, everyone.
One day we'll